This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Colin Peterson represented the 7th District of Minnesota for 30 years. He, two separate times, was the chair of the House Ag Committee, and he authored the Farm Bill in 2018, was involved in the Farm Bill year after year after year when it came up. He was a part of an op-ed yesterday talking about EVs and mandates. And that's why we reached out to the former representative, Mr. Peterson. Like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster, Coldwell Banker hotline. Thank you, Colin. Appreciate you coming on. Let me just read a little bit of what you said. Under the EV mandates, the newly finalized regulation, about 70% of all new vehicle sales in 2032 would have to be either EVs or plug-in hybrids, even though right now EVs only accounted for 7.5% of sales last year. Let me start this way. Why do you think EV sales are as low as they are? Now, the defenders will say, well, the percentage keeps going up. If it's a very low number, when it goes up, it's going to dramatically increase, but it's still a low number. Why do you think the American public, at least so far, compared to some projections, and obviously it would have to leap enormously to get to 70% in 8 years, why do you think it's as low as it is?
Well, there's more than one reason. That to some extent, it depends on where you live. These EVs are not practical in rural America because the charging stations are not available and the range of the vehicles and so forth. So that's one thing. The other thing is, you know, they're just not as convenient for people. I've had some of my buddies that have in the cities that have them and complaining about having to wait to get them charged and so forth. So a lot of it is inconvenience, and lack of infrastructure. You know, we went through this with ethanol. I've been a supporter of ethanol since the 70s, and I was involved in the legislature and trying to get the ethanol industry started in Minnesota and, you know, so forth. And we had a mandate there to get the industry started. So I'm not against mandates, but you can't run them forever, you know, and so we had a tax credit, and we phased that out. I'm not against electric cars. What I'm against is subsidizing them forever just to try to make it work because of somebody's religion, you know. And these folks, some of these folks that are pushing this stuff, it really is a religion with them. And they don't care what the alternatives are. They're going to push it, you know. So eventually you might see bigger market penetration in the metropolitan areas where you don't have to drive long distances. And I think some people like that. But out in rural Minnesota, you just haven't got the infrastructure to support it.
So you write a lot about the mandates, and you explained that in this first answer. So if I put you in charge, if whether it's Donald Trump for one more term or Kamala Harris for two terms or whoever might be the president over the next few years leading up to 2032, what would you like to see in play regarding a mandate, getting rid of a mandate, and incentives or taking away incentives for EVs as it stands now and how you'd like to adjust it?
Well, first of all, I can guarantee you that this mandate is not going to be met by 2032, not even close.
So it's not possible, right?
No. Well, and the public doesn't support it, you know, yeah. So it's just not going to happen. And if they do, if they don't change the law, you know, prior to that, when they get to that time frame, they're going to have to change it. So that's one thing. You know, the other thing that, you know, in ethanol, the biggest challenge we had was getting people the opportunity to be able to buy E85, you know, or other higher blends. So Brazil was way ahead of us on this. United States auto manufacturers are down there providing 100% ethanol cars in Brazil, and we couldn't get them here in the United States. So one of the reasons is we couldn't get fueling stations, you know. And the in the United States, I don't know, something like 80% of the gasoline sales are in convenience stores. And they just were not providing the alternatives for people. So part of what we did in the Farm Bill is for the last three Farm Bills, we have put money in there to subsidize convenience stores and other fueling stations to put in blender pumps, which mm-hmm. allow you to blend in whatever bubble you want. So if you want 100% ethanol, you could do that. If you want 10%, you know, you can just dial it in on the pump. That's what we should be doing. And, you know, what you're going to, you know, you're going to have these electric charging stations, and you're probably going to have to subsidize them for a while to get them out there. But then once that infrastructure is in place, if it ever is, you know, the other mandates should go away, because I'm a firm believer in all of the alternatives being available within the energy sector. And so I don't necessarily want to promote ethanol or gasoline or electric or windmills or solar. I think we need all of those things. But at some point, it has to, the economics have to take over. And, you know, and I am against subsidizing something just because somebody thinks it's a good idea, you know, or they've got some ideology that says that this is going to save the world. You know, and I just don't think that makes any sense.
Well, let me pick up on that and remind folks. This is former Representative Colin Peterson. For 30 years, he represented the 7th District. Do you believe that for the environment in this country, we need more people driving EVs as we move ahead the next 10, 20, 30 years, et cetera?
Well, there's other ways to get at this. I think a much more sensible approach, if I was in charge, I would promote hybrids. I would promote a hybrid that burned 100% ethanol and had electric backup that was fueled by the hybrid. I think that is a much better transition than just going to all electric. Because at some point, we're going to have other alternatives out there like hydrogen and some of these other things that are being talked about that are not ready yet. But eventually, I think they will come on board. So I just think it's a mistake to get behind something, you know, that may or may not solve the problem. You know, and up here, you know, up here, we our electricity comes primarily from co-ops or city-owned utilities. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they get their electricity from North Dakota. And that's primarily coal or lignite. You know, so you up here, you get electric vehicle. Some of it's coming from wind or solar, but the majority of it's coming from coal or lignite. And so you're not really accomplishing much switching, you know, to electric vehicle up in our part of the world. Now, you got Xcel Energy that's making big changes here and putting in the big a solar system down there in Becker. So they're going to get more and more of their electricity from renewables. But in a lot of the country, that is not the case. So it just doesn't make any sense to weigh in and put your finger on the scale just because you believe in a certain ideology. And this, to some extent, coming out of California. And this has been a big problem we've had with ethanol, which I believe in. You know, there's been a bunch of negative editorials in the Minneapolis paper and the Minnesota Star Tribune against ethanol, because people, not because they're against ethanol so much, because they're against corn. And they don't want us to grow corn because they don't like how we farm, and they don't like nitrogen and so forth and so on. So you got a bunch of uninformed people pushing these things based on this ideology. And we got enough trouble in this country without pushing things on people that don't necessarily make any sense. And so I'm all for electric vehicles if they can stand on their own, if there's a marketplace for them, if they don't have to be subsidized forever. I don't have any problem with it. But when the government's going to come in and try to say that you're going to do it, I think it's a big problem. And not even talking about trucks and farm equipment and all this other stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Sure. Yep, that's another issue. Let me chime in because we're going to run out of time here.
Okay.
You were elected in a district that was made up of primarily Republicans. You were old school blue dog Democrats. You were a centrist. You work with the other side. We have an election right now with two individuals who see policy and politics incredibly different. In the vice president, who's a Democrat, you're a Democrat. And in Donald Trump, who formerly obviously was a president, Republican, and there's a lot of Republicans in the area that you served and live. Are you voting for your party this year, or are you voting for Donald Trump this year?
Well, I don't normally reveal how I vote. Cause I think
you're now out of office, right? I mean, so I thought that's why.
I don't know if that's useful. I will say this. I'll say this much. Up in my, where I live, in northern Minnesota, Donald Trump is going to get 75% of the vote, you know, and so this is going to break down like it does in Minnesota. So mm-hmm. He's going to win the rural areas, and Harris will probably win the urban areas. And that's how this is going in Minnesota. So I'm not sure up in our part of the world how I vote makes any difference at all, because Trump is going to carry our part of Minnesota by a big margin. And
do you know right now who you're voting for?
No.
You don't?
I'm struggling with it.
Yeah. Well, you're the type of person they're going for, right?
Yeah, I know.
Both sides.
Yeah, well, the way they're behaving, I'm already not vote for them.
Is that possible you would write in somebody else?
Well, there's other people on the ballot.
Yep, that's true.
One election I voted for Virgil Goode. You know who that is?
I'm not familiar with Virgil's work, at least as of right now.
Well, he was a congressman from Southwest Virginia, and he had such an accent you could hardly understand him. He put up in the mountains of Virginia, and he was a Blue Dog Democrat. And he was my buddy, and he was in Congress, I don't know, 8 or 10 years. Eventually switched parties. But anyway, I hadn't heard from him. And so one election, I went in there, and I was having the same kind of struggles. And my God, here's on the ballot, Virgil Goode running for president under the Constitution Party. So I voted for Virgil that year.
There you go. I appreciate you coming on, sir.
I've always been a renegade. I haven't generally got to change that. So.
Yeah, I did not think so. Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thank you. See you.
Former Representative Colin Peterson with us. You want to react to anything Colin had to say, including that doesn't know he's going to vote for, may vote for somebody else on the ticket, and also EVs, the mandate. Where do you stand on the mandate? Do you have an EV yourself? Do you have a hybrid? What do you want to say about that? Love to hear from people on the topics we just covered. Text any point. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.